5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're live. Live. It's November 13. Jesus Christ, I can't remember what day it is. November 13. quick UFC Denver. UFC Denver. That was the day of the 25th anniversary for the UFC. The first UFC was in 93. That was 25 years ago, obviously. So, and it was in Denver. So they went back to Denver to do this UFC 225. They have the old logo on the center of the first UFC event. A good car, man. A solid car. I was watching it at my wife's sister's house. We were close to the fire. They recommend us to the Southern California fires. They recommend us to leave or evacuate for the air quality. We have a 1-year-old child, so we made the decision. It was a rough night, though. Rough night, man. We have a dog, too. So, of course, we can't just leave the dog. So, we brought the dog with us. And we got to her place, my wife's sister's place. And it was Friday. And our 1-year-old was happy and excited to see her nephews and her nieces. Her cousins. So she was running around. She goes down by 9:30, 10 the latest. She didn't go down to I will say close to 1 a.m. because she was just happy. She was a happy fella, and she was just going around doing what babies do best, just make a mess. So it wasn't my first choice, I gotta be honest, to leave my place. But I told my wife, do you feel, will you feel more peace-minded if we go to your sister's house? She said yes. So yeah, I took her word for it, I guess, and also the air quality for my daughter. So I was like, all right, I guess. So we took off. We packed a couple things, and I was trying to fucking get out of there as soon as possible before I changed my mind. But she was taking her sweet time, getting all the stupid things, unnecessary things. And I was like, fuck, man. And it was like, funny shit, man. She was like, if you have 20 minutes, what would you take? And I was like, I would take you and my daughter and my dog. That's what I would take. The fuck, man. I don't care about the fucking apartment or the house or the car. Fuck this place. We got 20 minutes to evacuate. Your guys are coming with. And any living thing, like dog or a cat. I would probably bring a fish if we had a fish. And she was like, yes, I would do that too, but I would take my shoes. And she fucking shoes that she has never fucking wear them, but she adores these fucking shoes. I'm like, you fucking kidding me? You'll burn you burn alive just for these fucking shoes? I've never wear them, and they're so cute. There's like, oh my dear Lord Jesus. So yeah, I had a fucking roaster. So we got to her sister's house. I mentioned this, and her family had it. And her family had her, were making fun of her. They were like, you gotta be kidding me. That was just a hilarious moment and a very tragic fucking event. Quick, the fires, man, they're no joke. I have a friend that's, he works for the fire department and exclusively for wildfires. It's a tough gig, man. My hat goes out to him and to his fucking friends. They're out there right in the front of the fucking fires, cutting lines and shit. Jesus Christ, it's gotta be tough gig, man, being close to that fire and and hailing all that smoke. Obviously, they have masks and all that shit, but still, it's no picnic. The only good side about it, I guess, for them is the overtime. I remember a couple years back, he said he's already like 200 something hours of overtime. That's a lot of hours of overtime, and I think in a week or two. So that's a good pocket change right there. We evacuated the following day. I guess we were still keeping up. It was still fires. I guess they were, dying down close to where we live. I told her that I was going to go and check it out and come back. I drove. I was going down the 101, and I saw the big clouds of smoke, but they were more towards the beach, I guess Malibu side. And we were right in the center of the valley, so that didn't really affect us. I was like, man, we shouldn't even taken off the first place. So I called her and I told her, listen, it's fine. We're gonna come back tonight. I was like, we're gonna spend the rest of the day over there, it's fine, but tonight we're gonna come back tonight. She was like, okay, so that's what we did. Saturday we went back. I went back, and we spent the rest of the day at her sister's house. I don't want to keep driving back and forth with my daughter. I don't think it's fair for her. She's a baby, she's 1 year old. I want her to be as comfortable as she can be. She's a baby. She's not used to being sitting down for a long time. She wants to get up and run, especially now that she can walk. But, on top of all this, horrific fucking events, I was able to sit down and watch the UFC Fight Night, UFC Denver for the 25th anniversary. The biggest takeaway, man, the biggest two fights, the ones that I got my fucking heart pumped, it was the Cowboy and Mike Perry. Donald Cerrone, a.k.a. Cowboy and Mike Perry. The Korean Zombie, or the Zombie Korean, or whatever. No, the Korean Zombie, and Rodriguez. Oh, Jesus Christ, what a fucking KO'd. I think the best KO I've ever seen so far. I mean, I've been following UFC and MMA fights since 2010. Legit, 2010. Boxing, obviously, my whole life, but UFC or MMA, it could be UFC, it could be Bellator, ONE Championship, independent shows in the Valley and Orange County and LA County, does not matter. But overall, man, I think that has been my top knockout that I've seen. The way, it was 5 seconds left, I think, and they were having like a moment to go. They both raised their hands. They were fucking, they went to war, man. They went to war. Those two guys are going to be out for a hot minute. They're going to be out, especially the Korean guy, Korean Zombie. He's going to be out for at least 6 months. If not that, I'd be surprised if he comes back sooner than that. But 6 months, minimum. 6 months just to recover from the concussion, because I'm pretty sure he got a concussion. Broken body, man, there's no joke. And Rodriguez, even though he won, he was fucked too, man. His leg, I think left leg, it was fucked up prior to the fight. It was a short-term notice, so prior to the fight he was sick, throwing up and on his camp. So, what a fucking fight, man. What a fucking fight. These two guys, I don't know about the fight of the best fight in history. I don't think it is. There's been better fights, in my opinion. But hey, you never know. Everybody has their own opinion. But definitely best knockout. I think I will rank this one number one. And the first Ngannou to Overeem, the second. And then you can go down the list, from there on. The Conor to Jose Aldo was fucking insane, just because the buildup of the fight, and it cut. It got ended. Ended so quick. It's not even fucking funny. Ortiz, Brian Ortiz, and Frankie Edgar. Brian Ortiz, Frankie Edgar. That was a fucking nasty knockout too. Elbow to the chin. Dead. Not dead, but fucking like KO. Outside of UFC, there's one, I think it's Lima's for Bellator. A spinning elbow right in the fucking chin too. That's a nasty fucking knockout. So right there, that's four. Let me see. I'm gonna do one more so I can have five. I'm trying to think. Because lately there haven't been a lot of knockouts, more decision or submissions. It's not a knockout. It's not a KO, but it's close to it. John Jones to DC, the second fight. The right kick on the temple. You know, that's a fucking nasty kick. And I think I would rank that one up there too, just for the reason of they have all this bad blood between them. And they really legit don't like each other. So I'll rank it up there. Just because, you know, say what you want to say, that DC does not deserve the 205 belt because John Jones is one of the best, which I think John Jones is one of the best, if not the best ever, to fight on any fucking octagon, any MMA fucking campus. His style, his craziness to pull different things on the mat. He's undefeated, even though he lost, technically did lost the fight, but that was a stupid fucking, the ref disqualify him, and it was some stupid shit. But he's undefeated. He beat DC twice. You know, on top of all this, DC has some credit to his name as well. He's a two-time champ, two-division champ. Clean as a whistle. I mean, you know, whether you want to say that John Jones is the best, and I do think he is the best, there is some, you know, there is some dirt. Not dirt, but some negatives. Some red negatives to next to his name. You know, the dick pills, the cocaine, the, you know, he crashed into a pregnant lady and he fucking took off. You know, he tested hot twice. You know, it's, you know, whether he knows what the fuck he's doing or he doesn't, there's still negatives on him. And but I feel now that I think he's 30 years old, or getting close to 30, or if he's 30, I think he knows now that, you know, being up there, being in your 30s, you're understanding and seeing the world a lot different than when you're in your 20s. You don't even give a fuck. I think everybody has gone through that. You know, 20s, don't give a fuck. I fucking went through it, obviously. So I think he's fucking, you know, level-headed now. But yeah, even all that, DC, I think, you know, the build-up, the tension between them, that kick, the right kick on the fucking head of DC is up there for me. And my man, motherfucking cowboy, what a fucking victory for him, man. I gotta, you know, give him shout out and props to him. He might never listen to this fucking podcast, but Jesus Christ, he deserves that fucking win. And I think his willingness to fucking win and his mental preparedness, so focused, man. He didn't, you know, Jesus Christ, this guy has the most wins on the UFC history. He's 21 wins, most I think KO and a submission, all that is 15. So it's he's number one in that, in those categories, and that's just numbers. Do I consider him one of the best? For sure, he will be in the Hall of Fame. But Jesus Christ, man, you know, the way he won, and the reason why he, you know, he needed to win this fucking fight is beyond just because he's a competitor. It was more of a on your face type of deal towards his coaches and his ex MMA gym, which is Jackson gym out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, which Holly Holmes trains there, Sanchez trains there, Mike Perry trains there, John Jones obviously trains there. At some point they had GSP training there, big names trained there before, Overeem trained there. So, you know, the story goes, and I was listening to Rogan's podcast, and you know, I did some legwork on finding out what was going on. Obviously, the gym has been around for a hot minute, and one of the first fighters to be in that gym and that camp was the Cowboy. Time passes by. Cowboy, I think in any relationship, either you grew closer or you grew apart, and I guess they were growing apart to a point that he was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna just go buy land, make a fucking ranch, and that ranch is gonna be my campground. So that's what he did. But you know, he was still loyal to the camp, to the Jackson camp, going in and training, blah blah. And then they got this guy Mike Perry, which I'm fucking high on too. He's fucking legit as comes. And when it was announced that they were gonna fight, he was like, he didn't tell them to choose between them two. He automatically thought they were gonna choose him because of out of loyalty. But then, you know, Jackson, Jim was like, well, we're gonna go with Mike Perry. We're gonna train him. Think about this. He's been training, Cowboy has been training with this camp for years, more than 10, 15 years. So they decide to go with your competition, which is Mike Perry, but not with you. You damn well know that this camp is going to tell him and show him your weaknesses, your holes, where's your strength, where's your defaults, where do you suck and where do you not suck. Be careful of this. Don't worry about this. So that's fucked up. That's unacceptable, man. That's not what men do. That's not what men do. Even though they were growing apart, you can't be doing that shit, man. It looks bad on you. It looks bad on the camp. It looks bad as a business mindset. It looks bad and overall, man, like morals. Like, what the fuck are you doing? That's not right. That's not cool. It's unacceptable. But you know, they obviously didn't give a fuck. So they chose Mike Perry. They were on Mike Perry's corner, and Cowboy was like, cool. So you guys choose him. You guys gonna train him. You guys gonna show him my shit. Cool. I'm just gonna go and do my own. So that's what he did. That's what he did, and you know, and he went in. He won with an armbar, and he went. He got his little boy. He was showing off his little son, and that was the cutest thing ever. And you know, he was going towards the cage where he won, and he was saying something. I thought, like, oh, shit. Here we go. Another Khabib fucking moment. He was going to hop over the fucking fence and talk shit to the corner. But no, he didn't do that. He went. He told his fucking girl to come in. His mother and his little boy, he was inside the cage celebrating his win. He's a Denver boy anyway, so the crowd was loving it. And he even said that between him and Mike Perry, there's no issues. There's no animosity. There's nothing. That his issues and his problems are with the camp, not with Mike Perry. He does not have nothing against Mike Perry. They're actually fucking friends. So that's a big one for him. I was fucking happy. I was stoked that he won. I was I automatically, like a fucking troll, went on Instagram and shit to see what they're saying, what the fuck they were going to do, blah, blah, blah. Nothing happened. It was, you know, I think Sunday or Monday, one of those 2 days, Winkle Jackson, which, he's the one that Cowboy and Winkle Jackson is the one that they have the beef. So, he went on and he did like a little video thing on Instagram, just talking shit about Cowboy. Like, oh, you talk about loyalty, but you took off and you don't come on your days off and blah, blah, blah. But like, come on, man. That's not an excuse. You just made it worse. You make things worse for yourself, for your camp, for your gym. If I was him, I would just shut the fuck up. Congratulate Cowboy. Hey, man, congratulations. You fucking won. Mike Perry, you know, he should have never took him down. That's another thing. You know, he said, and I'm surprised that Mike Perry took him down. That was not our plan. That was not our fucking, you know, that's not what we told him to fucking do. That's not what we trained to do. Cowboy is very dangerous down there. He's very dangerous in grappling. So, you know, if you go back on his career, he has a lot of submissions. Triangles, arm bars, chokes, rear neck chokes, you know, umplatas, a lot of shit. So if you're gonna take him down, you better be legit as fuck to be down there with him and fucking, you know, and grapple. If you're a striker and you take a guy like him down, you're fucked. You know, don't ever do that. My head goes to Mike Perry too, man. He took the loss as a man. He congratulated Cowboy. He did not put in excuses. He was making fun of the whole scene when Cowboy did an armbar, and he was looking at the camera and sticking out his tongue and shit, looking crazy. He had that, and on top of that, he had a picture of Jim Carrey coming out of the Rhino's butt in that movie, Ice Ventura. So that was fucking funny. Props to both of them, man. They went at it. The better man won, in my opinion. And my pair will jump up. He's fine. He has a lot of... He's young, too. He's 26, 25. You know, he has a lot of ways to fucking go. Crazy fucking weekend. Crazy 3 days. Happy that I'm back home. Happy that I can fucking chill and just relax. And not drive a lot. That was the fucking thing that I did not like. I had to drive back and forth like 3-4 times, and I was like, shit, it's not. But happy that it's over in the sense that I can be home. I know there's still fires going on. My prayers are go to the firefighters, to the victims that lost their homes, and to the animals that have lost their homes too, and some that lost their lives. You know, just be safe. Don't be a hero in those fucking fires. Let the professionals take care of that shit. And if they tell you to evacuate, don't be a dum-dum. And if they ask you they recommend you to evacuate, maybe you should think about it and do it. Don't be, you know, like me and shit, second guessing it. Even though I end up leaving, I was, you know, leaning towards staying, but you know, fuck it. And then that, be safe, guys, out there on this fucking fire. It's crazy. Not just here, up north, too. And we're out.